Treatment takeaways. One piece of good news is that the worst is first. The more you do cold exposure, the easier it is to tolerate. You might want to keep in mind that when you're exposed to cold, the first minute is the worst. Cryotherapy chambers can be found in major cities but are expensive at $50 to $100 per session. Ice baths, cold showers, cold dips in the pool, ocean, or lake bathing, etc. can all be done cheaply and many products are available. See blog. Andrew Huberman believes how cold the exposure feels to you is the more important thing than how cold it actually is. He says, the key is to aim for a temperature that evokes the thought, this is really cold and I want to get out, but I can safely stay in. For some people, that temperature might be 60 degrees Fahrenheit or 15 degrees Celsius, whereas for others, it might be 45 degrees Fahrenheit or 7 degrees Celsius. However they are done, cold exposures are very short. Huberman suggests doing just 11 minutes of cold exposure total per week in 2 to 4 sessions lasting 1 to 5 minutes each. Because cold exposure can disturb some people's sleep if done later in the day, he suggests doing it in the morning. Focused breathing can be quite helpful. See the blog for a description. If you can handle it, letting your body reheat naturally after cold exposure activates a special kind of fat called brown fat that may be able to supercharge your metabolism and improve overall metabolic health. Check out the blog for some how-to videos.